This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
You know, it's not Steve Gruber. you've known that by now. If you've been listening, I'm Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve. He is out taking in the hunting season, it being upon us. It opened up yesterday, and Steve let you know he wasn't going to be here and told you to be nice to me. And you've been gracious host so far. Lots of stuff going on across this big, beautiful nation of ours. Still having election issues down in Georgia, down in Florida. We had the state of Florida conclude that the U.S. Senate race down there is still too close to call after a machine recount. They're going over to a manual hand recount. Stuff still not getting fixed in Florida after the debacle of 2000. We all remember that, or most of us remember that. We have, in the governor's race, we have Ron DeSantis being declared the winner after the automated recount. But his Democratic opponent, Mr. Gillum, is refusing to concede. That being reported right now. More details to follow on that. But not only do we have that happening, we also have the Georgia governor's race. And Stacey Abrams, a Democrat down there, refusing to concede to Republican Brian Kemp, who it's believed won that race. Says AP reporting this morning that her legal team is preparing an unprecedented legal challenge in the unresolved Georgia governor's race that could leave the state Supreme Court in Georgia deciding whether to force another round of voting. Now, it's something that is bewildering to me. Let me paint a picture for you. It seems like every time the left is losing an election or loses an election, it's the system's fault. And stay with me here. Now, we saw in 2016 when President Trump, his shocking victory, maybe not shocking to some of us everyday Americans across the Midwest and across this great nation, but shocking to the elites out in California and out in New York City, who were blown away by the fact that Hillary Clinton lost to President Trump. Hillary Clinton, who may be running again in 2020. Please do that, ma'am. That would be fantastic. But what did we hear after the election? Well, there's a problem. She got so many more popular votes than President Trump. She won the popular vote by a few million. Aren't we about democracy? No, we're a constitutional republic based on a system where we elect our president according to the Electoral College. That's been the way it's been since the beginning of this wonderful American experiment. President Trump played according to those rules. Hillary Clinton didn't. She didn't even show up in Wisconsin and was shocked when she lost the state, a state where President Trump visited several times and resonated with the blue-collar voters there, speaking to issues that were important to them. He did it in Michigan, did it in Ohio, did it in Pennsylvania. Played by the rules. What did we hear after these elections in 2018? I mean, obviously, we're hearing it down in Georgia and Florida. the fact that some folks can't abide by the election laws down there. So we're supposed to count these votes that just show up out of nowhere. The numbers are all off. They don't make sense. But yet we're still supposed to keep counting and not ask questions. But we saw this also in the U.S. Senate race. You saw from a nationwide perspective, you saw this. You saw articles across the nation saying, how did Democrats take back the House of Representatives? Yet they still lost net seats in the U.S. Senate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can give you an explanation, and it's called the United States Constitution. All states are provided to U.S. senators. It's not based on a national poll. It's not based on the popular vote of all the states combined. It was set up that way by our founders to create a balanced system so a simple majority cannot oppress the minority. 50% plus one doesn't give you the right to overrule everyone. We have a system of checks and balances in place for that reason. And the United States Senate is part of that system. Folks on the left couldn't get that. We need a constitutional convention. We need to amend the Constitution. The Electoral College is outdated. I respectfully disagree. The Electoral College protects the voters across this great nation from being at the mercy of those who live in four or five major cities. We are a republic, a representative constitutional republic, not a true democracy. There are laws. The Constitution is the framework for those laws. The state of Florida and the state of Georgia apparently are having a difficult time following theirs. Stacey Abrams, Democratic candidate for governor running in Georgia, is failing to concede that race, mounting an unprecedented legal challenge this morning, the AP reports. Anybody hear any Republicans complaining about losing the House of Representatives and blaming it on the election system we have? Redistricting, apportionment, silence. They got beat. Lost on messaging. Had a couple guests this morning tell us why they lost. They lost the healthcare debate. Got to revamp and go into 2020. That's what they're saying. They're not blaming the system. But it relates back to what I said earlier. It's a victimhood mentality. It is a pit each other, put everyone against each other. This is the cultural Marxist think that has been embedded in our country over the past several years. No amount of personal responsibility. Just say we lost. People didn't agree with us. Play by the rules, regroup, come back, and do it again. Take a short break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Jeff Wiggins. Thanks for coming along.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
And now, a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad